Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Guy's playing hardball.
Human misery has never sounded so good.
My life is over and I'm gonna wind up working at Red Lobster.
We're back to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Alex Stein standing by. He's usually on Wednesdays, but I guess he's taping some kind of huge movie with an African-American fellow. Maybe he's doing like a Dallas trading, circa trading places. Are you doing a trading places gimmick?
Kind of, yes. With Charleston White, one of the most controversial people on the internet.
Why is he so controversial? Tell me what I'm missing here.
Oh yeah.
While he's spoken out, Anna would really like what he says about Israel because it's really, he says some really bad stuff about.
Well, say it, and even though it's not your opinion nor mine.
I can't say it. No, I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Says stuff about Judaism that's not very.
Does he know that you're a Jewish person?
Well, I'm kind of a fake one, and I kind of encourage him to go off because it's funny. I like it. I don't care about the target.
Just words, right?
It's just what I'm saying. It's freedom of speech, right? I mean, it's not freedom to shoot us with
a
gun.
Yeah, but there's really not any freedom of speech. Like, they can cancel you at any time for saying anything at any certainty. It pisses any...
Well, who's they? Let's be clear.
Hold on. They...
The deep state, Ryan.
They are anybody that's not a white guy.
But no, I'm asking, when you say there's... Nobody is physically stopping them and imprisoning them for what they say. That is what freedom of speech is and what protected speech is.
Yeah, but freedom of speech shouldn't mean you lose your job and you lose your livelihood.
But that's not how it works, though. That's not what the Constitution guarantees. The Constitution doesn't guarantee that your employer can't take action.
Exactly. Look at this. Can you imagine you're actually arguing about this? Like, you're anti-free speech? Listen, I should be able to say whatever I
say
want
it.
About
go crazy,
Israel,
Alec. Go
about
crazy.
The Holocaust, and I shouldn't have to worry about my bank closing me out. I shouldn't have to worry about all the
Guess
repercussions
the
that they put on us. So listen. Yeah, exactly. Right. There are repercussions for our actions. So the idea that we have freedom of speech and that we can just speak freely, yeah, sure, they're not going to throw us in jail, but that's not necessarily true, because there's people that didn't go in on January 6th that just spoke out and talked about going there and talked about doing stuff, and their freedom of speech wasn't respected, and they're going to jail. So, yeah, I will tell you this.
Brian, I haven't even told you this, but it's the truth, and I don't know that I've told anybody this, but it's the truth. When I know a girl, a woman, who is 42 years old, and if you would just look at her, she's a nurse at a surgery center here in Tampa, Florida. So she's... You know, God,
I wonder how you know her.
I just
how
stop.
Big are the hangers?
Just stop, both of you. Damn. Help me. Don't
hurt me.
Yeah, don't hurt me. And she went to the January 6th deal, okay? Her and her boyfriend went up there. Now, they were at the White House at first, and then they peacefully walked down to the Capitol building. And they never went more than one or two steps up on the Capitol building. And they were just kind of there in the moment, looking and watching stuff. You know, maybe they were chanting something or whatever, but they didn't. There was no violence. They didn't have any type.
They weren't scaling walls.
They took a bus down from the White House to the Capitol building. They were sitting like on the steps of the Capitol building, like the first or second step. Not like the 35th or the 36th step when you're right up there by the foyer, like right down at the ground. They just sat there and they watched, and they, I guess they probably peacefully protested. Do you know the FBI is currently speaking to them right now, and they're facing charges?
She's going to get charged because they just came out and said they're going to start charging people outside of the building.
So if you're just now, how can they do, Brian? I'm going to ask you as
I'd
a lawyer.
I have to look at what they charge her with to see what the legal standard is, but for that offense. I mean, it depends on the charge.
But Brian, let's remember this. There's a federal courthouse in Oregon that got burnt for 63 straight days. They charged one woman and they gave her probation. That was a federal courthouse. Yeah. Now, on January 6th,
I'm not
they
saying
said
that
they,
that's right either. But, well, but what happened on January 6th can't not happen again if we're going to be continuing
as a country. That's not true, because what happened... But listen, January 6th, if it was so bad, why were they able to reconvene in 3 hours and certify the election if it was so bad? Because these people that compare it to 9-11, when I watched 9-11 as a kid and I saw people falling from a building 100 stories out of the air, I think that was a little more traumatic than a QAnon shaman walking through the Capitol with bullhorns on his head.
I agree, but if you're a serious country, January 6th cannot happen again.
The Republic was not in jeopardy, though. The Republic, I mean, honestly, I hope it does happen again. I really do mean that. I hope there is another event kind of like January 6th, because the summer of love, they got away with it. We need to protest more. We need more people protesting, in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying that we should, you know, injure officers, anybody die. I want a peaceful protest, but we need more protests in this world.
I'm not anti-protest. I'm not anti-using your First Amendment
rights.
Hold on.
Our country's been built upon protests. That's what
exactly
we've been built
right.
on.
Protests are fine. And I'm with you. If anybody,
but that's why they scare people. But Brian, but what about this?
BLM,
no, what about this
the BLM
conspiracy?
Stuff, when they started destroying property and people getting injured, they absolutely should be convicted. That's local. But see,
Kamala Harris set up a bail bond fund. It was bonding them out. You can look this up.
Brian's not saying that's right.
I'm not saying it's right. I mean, I don't know.
It's a dirty game.
But two wrongs don't make a right, man. Come on.
But this is the thing. This is the thing about January 6th, is that there was FBI agents dressed in plain clothes. We already know this. We just don't know how many that were encouraging people to go in. It's called agent provocateurs. Actually, Joe Rogan had a whole thing about this in the World Trade Organization in Seattle. Oftentimes, what they do is they hire like ex-military or military people to go to these protests.
Which
and
ones?
Cause
you have proof?
Multiple protests.
No, I'm asking who has been identified.
Type in the World Trade Organization Seattle, and then you can type in Agent Provocateurs. There's a whole documentary on it, and Joe Rogan talks about it. Type in Joe Rogan World Trade Organization. It should come right up.
Right. Which ones have been identified on January 6th as Agent Provocateurs?
Well, we don't know. We think Ray Epps, but we don't know. But we know that there was FBI agents there. We know that for a fact. So you're trying to tell me, Brian, you're so smart, you don't think any of the FBI was there. We had, 300,000 Americans going to protest. You don't think
don't let him get away with it. You can think it, but common sense, Brian, you have cognitive dissonance.
No, you have cognitive dissonance. This is the thing. You know the government lies to us. No, you know the government. Listen, Brian, you know the government lies to us.
Don't just make blanket allegations.
To us.
Prove it.
Brian,
prove
has
it.
The government, listen to me, listen to me. Has the government ever lied to us,
yes.
citizens?
Yes.
Okay, so.
And you should be wary of what anybody says without any proof, just like you're doing right now.
You know the government lies to us, yet you still trust them. That's called cognitive dissonance.
I don't trust the government.
You know that they are lying. Well, then if you don't trust them, me saying that there's FBI agents there, you're getting all pissy.
I'm not getting pissy. I'm asking what your proof is. I'm holding you to the same standard.
My proof is that it was the biggest protest in American history, and I think that the FBI was on there. I think that the FBI was on it 100%.
Okay, that's nice that you have a thought that that's the case. What is your proof?
We have evidence. They asked him.
What is your
evidence? Mayorkas. They asked him, and he didn't confirm nor deny that there's FBI agents there.
Because he said he's not going to reveal that information, whether or not they were there.
If there's no FBI agents, he would say there's no FBI. So you tell me, Brian, you don't think there's any FBI people there at all?
I don't know. How about this?
Have you ever heard of an undercover cop?
No,
Brian.
Here's a very comfortable
Brian,
position.
You're so smart.
I don't know.
Brian, have you ever heard of an undercover cop before?
Yes.
Okay, you have. So do you think that there is a possibility that undercover cops could have been there on January 6th?
It's a possibility. What is your
position? I understand what's
you
going
think
on.
That aliens could have been behind January 6th? I mean, come on. You believe
so
in aliens and UFOs.
So you're trying to compare the
it's
FBI
possible.
To
is it
aliens.
Possible?
That shows you how dumb you are,
no,
Brian.
I'm
that shows you how stupid.
No.
You're comparing aliens and the FBI, bud. You're so smart. What a great comparison, man.
Watch
you're losing arguments and you go to personal attacks. I'm just asking you what your proof is, cuz.
Because you compared aliens in the FBI.
You called me lots of names. I haven't called you anything because I know how to actually debate and I have intelligence. You don't.
What? You have intelligence? You don't think that the FBI was there at all on January 6th? We know that they were there.
I don't have any proof. What's your proof? That's what I'm asking.
My proof is I have a working brain. Your proof is that you're a dumbass. That's your proof, dude. I'm just... Listen.
All right, man. You're really looking like the smart one in this exchange, my friend.
No, no, I don't even get... Listen, I'm a pimp on a blimp. I love yelling at idiots like you. What are you talking about? I come here, I need to school you. One day you're going to call me and you're going to apologize for being so dumb. Because when the government screws you over, you're going to say, oh, F the government. Because the government's not screwing you over, not throwing you in jail like my friends have been thrown in jail for January 6th. You're not personally affected by it.
Hold on. Brian has... had the feds up his ass
phones in the freezer
under the French fry lights for 14 hours trying to hem him up on something that he didn't do.
This is what's ridiculous about it.
He did it.
Guilty, Brian. Guilty.
No, you don't want to be saying that
right now.
Everybody needs to let me stop. You guys have just gone crazy. And I want to say, and I'm not sticking up for Brian, but Brian's very familiar with how shady the FBI and other agencies can be because he's first-handedly been in their crosshairs.
So real quick, and I'll calmly explain this to you. I don't take anything at face value, Alex. I just require a level of proof beyond use common sense.
Brian, that's not proof. This is my proof. This is my proof. Did you know in the Capitol that they have magnetic locks that have to be, a button has to be pressed to release those magnetic locks? Do you understand that?
Okay.
And there's no proof that an individual citizen pressed that button. The only proof, an AOC, who I called a big booty Latina, you can look this up. She said...
There's proof of that.
The Capitol Police let rioters in on that day. She said that, not me, your favorite, your liberal queen. AOC said the Capitol Police let people in. Google that. So if the top congressman on the Democratic side said that the police let people in, you could argue that that was an inside job or that the FBI was involved or that cops were involved.
Or you could argue that because people were smashing through windows and they didn't have ample numbers.
Why
to
would
stop
they release the magnetic right, locks? Why right, release a magnetic? You
because,
can smash a window.
If
somebody's breaking through my window, I'm going to go open the door for them. I mean, how dumb are you, dude? How dumb are you? You defend the window that they're trying to break into. You don't go open another door so they can come in. That doesn't make any sense, dude. Those magnetic locks, it takes a code to unlock it. So some QAnon shaman with a devil horns or whatever the hell he's wearing, he's not able to release those magnetic locks. Look into it and just type in AOC,
so,
Capitol
so
Police, let rioters
Capitol,
in.
So somebody on the Capitol Police could have been aligned with the rioters, is what you're saying. That's the most logical.
No, I'm saying that the Capitol Police...
That's impossible? That's not a possibility.
No, I'm saying that could be possible, but I think it's more likely that they said, hey, let him in. We want to make this thing look really
bad, but we got it fully controlled. You know what? That's a possibility as well.
We got this thing fully controlled.
That's a
we're
getting right on through this, man.
That's
we're
a
working through
well.
This.
But it's just as likely as a possibility as somebody on the Capitol Police being sympathetic to the cause and letting them in, or it being an inside job that way. It's just as likely. Can you admit that?
What I'm saying is the likelihood of being let in, but then pressing a button and being let in, it was done by a Capitol Police officer.
Who
it was done by an official
who could
person.
Be
it
involved,
was not...
Who could be involved with the mob that was there at the Capitol? Who could be?
We don't know.
Exactly.
Or he could have
just
been
like
paid
we don't
by a supervisor.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
We know that they were let in. We know that they let them in and that they took a tour and that the MAGA granny was 74 years old walking around. They're trying to throw her in jail. So listen, you and I can go take a tour of the Capitol, but if they take a tour, they're going to go to jail for six to 10 years. Richard Barnett. I'm just saying, if you can't see that the Department of Justice has been weaponized against United States people.
Trust me, I know they weaponized my friend. They weaponized against me. I'm not okay with it.
You think that's so cute and just
I'm
so great that the FBI can come hem us up?
We're not changing it.
Stein, who do you think put the pipe bombs down?
We're not going to to change anything because
I'm not going to lay down and die.
All right? I'm not a little baby back biatch like you, Brian. If they come here, come and take it. I'm in Texas, all right? You want to come mess with me? Come mess with me in my face. I'm not a little baby back bitch that's going to bend over and let him give it to me up the keister like you, Brian. I fight for what I love and what I believe in. This country and the Dallas Cowboys and Americana.
And you're not doing so good on the Dallas Cowboys right now, are you, buddy?
You should be taking L's by now. I don't care. They lose every game for the rest of my life. God bless the Cowboys.
God did not bless the Cowboys.
I love this country like you. You ought to move to Canada or Mexico, Brian. You're pathetic.
Sorry, who do you think put the pipe bombs down outside the...
Use your common sense, Flummy. You were the most likely person.
Common sense is out the window, okay?
Man, I love it. Man, I love the full-blown Alex Stein meltdown on the lib. I love it.
Yeah, can you retweet this later, Alex? Let me tweet it out. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Tweet it out. Hey,
we're gonna make this a short, and will you share it for me? Will you share it?
1,000%.
Alex, I haven't said you're wrong about anything. I'm just asking for proof that you're right.
I'm not backing up. This weekend, and I will take a rental car straight to Tampa and stick this size 13 boot straight up your candy ass, all right? And I'm not even cutting a promo. I'm done. I'm done, Brian. I'm done. You said Roger Stone on for an hour and your brain is still not functioning correctly. I'm sick and tired of it.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged, but it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabyte on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Pregnant cat? I just found out my cat is pregnant. I'm breeding cats in Dallas. Not gonna deal with you.
I'm breeding cats in Dallas. Now I gotta deal with you with my size 13 right up your candy ass, bitch.
Have you ever milked a cat?
No, I haven't. And I'm not even thinking about that right now. I think the cat takes care of the babies on its own, but she has four things. I've just spent about $1,100 on her stuff. Had to get my other cat neutered.
Are you in pay-per-view still together?
Yeah, we're good. We're going. Tim Pool invited us on his yacht this weekend. We're going to be at the Hard Rock Casino in Fort Lauderdale, and then we have a big yacht rental.
Roger did Tim Pool's a show and didn't really put it over too much. He's like, man, I flew all the way to West Virginia. Is his studios in West Virginia?
It's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you have to fly to D.C., then you have to take an hour, about 55-minute drive to his studios. And that, like, Tim and I become friends. There's a casino out there. And then there's also MGM National Harbor. So when you're out in the middle of nowhere, Tim and I, he plays poker. I'd go play poker with Tim. But like, you're out in the sticks. Right? There's literally, the only thing to do is there's a big casino.
So why didn't he move, if he has a yacht in Fort Lauderdale, why didn't he move to, why didn't he relocate from you know, West Virginia to Fort Lauderdale? I think it would be far easier to get guests to travel to Fort Lauderdale, I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, that is true. He does kind of have, I mean, he gets big guests, but it's a pain in the butt for a lot of them to go, like if they're in Los Angeles, to fly all the way to D.C., or if they're in Seattle, you know, this is a lot of travel. But he has a huge compound with a bunch of, you know, rice. Dude, he has more prep stuff. Tim Pool has more prep stuff and guns and ammunition than I've ever seen. He has a secret wall in his house. I'm not going to say where. You go into a basement, he's got munitions, you know, those 30-day buckets of food, you know, that last, right, whatever, 6 months.
Right.
He's got more of those than you could count. I mean, he has 1,000 of those on his wall. So I just think he feels safe and insulated, I guess, up there.
How did he get so big out of nowhere? Well,
Joe Rogan.
Oh, is he like on with Joe a lot? And Joe kind of, he kind of got the Joe rub?
Well, he got the Joe rub, but he was on his own. He was covering all of the Occupy Wall Street stuff. Like, that was kind of the beginning of the internet age.
Right.
So he was out there talking to the people, and he got a job working for Vice. Then he worked for, I forget which other media company.
Fusion TV.
He worked for a few of those, you know, like that kind of that Vice umbrella. And the reason why he went really viral is that Joe Rogan had him on because he was so knowledgeable about the censorship on Twitter. And this was years ago, back before you got kicked off. And they talked about how, and then Tim Pool came on and he confronted, the woman's name is like Vivaj Shamalani, you know, some Indian name that I can't pronounce that well. And he confronted her and he just went super viral. And, you know, ever since then, Tim is, he's huge. He's absolutely huge.
How's everything in your world?
Not good. I got this pregnant cat. I'm screwed. I got to give three of them away.
Better than cats. Better than having a pregnant girlfriend.
Real Americans have dogs.
He's got one of those.
I have a dog. Ginger, come here. I got a dog. I'd like to see your dog. My dog would eat your dog in 2 seconds. And you couldn't even sue me.
My dog died 2 months ago, buddy. Thanks a lot.
On the Rainbow Bridge?
I am sorry about that. I don't like
He did, but I've moved past it, but yeah, he did die.
You moved past it that fast? Your dog died 2 months ago and you're already over it.
He's already challenging you.
I think of my
You're
dog,
a
but
sick
I'm not
human
gonna,
being.
I'm not gonna
You're
cry
a sick human being. My cat Dusty died 2 years ago. I cry about that damn cat every day. Well, you're a sick
you're
human
weak.
Being,
you're
Brian.
Emotionally weak.
I am. You know what? Yes, I'll take
very,
that because
and,
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
He's also
I wear
very,
my heart on my sleeve.
Alex is also very unstable too. He's on a lot of drugs.
He seems pretty stable.
I'm not on any drugs, Bubba. First of all, I'm not. That narrative is incorrect.
Wow.
But I am unstable and I am emotional.
Well, I mean, we're all on some kind of drugs, aren't we?
No, I mean, that makes it sound like I'm actually on drugs. No, I'm not on drugs.
If you were on like a blood pressure pill, that would be considered on drugs.
Well, yeah. I guess, yeah, well, technically I took.
Come on. There's on drugs and there's on drugs. Like taking pharmaceuticals for a medical condition, for like having a high heart rate, is a lot different than like smashing 20 pills to go to sleep every night.
Okay,
well,
easy.
I snorted a Viagra before this interview. Personal. I always snort a Viagra.
You snorted a Viagra today?
Just to get it when I get it helps with the blood flow.
Yeah, not only that, but man, you'll have a boner today for pay-per-view, like, you know, pew, straight
just
up.
Rock hard. So I can't believe Roger didn't put Tim over at all. I mean, that's just because, you know, Roger is probably like, oh, it took me a I'll probably see Roger. We'll probably see him in Miami.
Yeah. Man, they're really screwing with him, are they not? I mean, wow.
Oh, he's toast. And it's just because he's really...
Like I said earlier, he's only guilty of, you know,
associated with Trump.
Associated and an ally of Donald Trump. And so now that the deep state, the weaponization of the FBI. I mean, I know firsthand of Babyface on the weaponization of the FBI and the lack of prosecution and whether you're on the right side of one thing or the other. And if you're a victim like me, you're not going to get the same rights as you know, you or something like that. The FBI is the worst. They're the worst.
They are. They're not a great organization, I'll tell you that.
They're terrible. We need to abolish them.
Common ground.
See, there we go. We got some common ground now.
I have been, like, Bubba wasn't making that up. I have been interrogated by the FBI.
14 hours.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I know. You probably did have something on that hard drive, Brian.
Me being both of your friends, I'm going to give just, you know, very, very fair.
Better friends with me. Closer friends with me. Mentorship with me. And you're not really mentoring Brian to be what?
Well, he's a very dear friend. He's a
gay conversion therapy. Is that what you're doing with Brian? Gay conversion therapy?
No, but I will tell you this, man. He made the FBI his bitch. They had him in a grand jury situation, and they wanted his ass, and they tried to fillet you wide open. They tried to get you. They asked you the same question 54 times just so that you would verify once. I kept
six people out of prison.
Yeah, he did.
Well, God bless America. Brian, I appreciate that. I'm sorry that you lost your pet. And I do like you, Brian. I just get heated when I deal with smart people that don't like to use common sense, because I'm not a smart guy.
I'm not saying anything that you're saying is wrong. I just like having proof and evidence presented along with blanket statements and accusations. And so use your brain is not proof. Okay, you very well may be right, and you could be 80% more likely to be right, but that doesn't make it right.
I do these debates all the time. Oh, evidence. What are you going to go? Oh, well, this is Sergeant 769. Here is his confessional on tape. This is very hard stuff to expose.
Roger Stone. Well, here's the thing. People don't trust the government. People think the government flubs everything up, but they believe that the government can, across eight states, steal an election from Donald Trump.
They can.
That's easier to do because it's just little small counties. That's totally different.
Because when more than two people know something, it's not a secret anymore. Right?
Let me tell you this stat, Brian. Let me just tell you this stat.
And then we got to wrap it up.
I just want to tell you this. Donald Trump, in in-person voting, won all 50 states, even California, even New York, on in-person voting.
Right.
Joe Biden, with mail-in ballots, won all 50 states, including Texas, including Florida.
Because Donald Trump, hold on real quick. Do you think it may have anything to do with the fact that Donald Trump explicitly told his supporters not to vote by mail? Do you think that may have had something to do with the disparity?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that
I voted for mail.
I know, but he explicitly told his supporters not to vote by mail.
What I'm saying is, with all the mail-in ballots, the most mail-in ballots that we've ever had in a presidential election in American history, do you think that the possibility of them scamming it increased or decreased with the increase of mail-in ballots?
There's probably an increased likelihood of the potential for fraud, but I still want to.
And in some places, but it's funny though, Brian, you don't even need fraud because in some states, ballot harvesting is totally legal. So you can go to a retirement center and you can basically fill out the ballot for every single person and you can take it to a drop box. So in those states, people that might not have normally voted, but because you have a cluster of people, you could all get them to vote. Basically, you would vote and put their name down.
That's why Lummi's going to be harvesting at the groves this weekend.
That's right. Exactly. Anybody who's breaking the law, there's been a bunch of Trump supporters that voted twice that have been indicted and convicted.
And Brian, do you ever think that the four officers that committed suicide after January 6th might have been the inside job ones?
Yeah,
four officers committed suicide.
It might have been the inside job either way.
Exactly, but I'm saying.
Either way, we'll never know. Let's investigate it. Let's get evidence.
Pimp on a blimp. Let me ask you a question. Am I ever going to go on your show?
You've been on my show, and then you did the BJ gimmick. I would love to have you back on. You want to come on next week?
I'm talking about, I'm not ready. But when I'm ready to promote something, then I actually go to the studios and maybe do.
Yes, and we'll get you on Glenn. We can bring you out. No, we'll do that 100%.
Then I'll drive down to Austin and get on Joe.
We got to get on Joe. But then even though Roger did not put it over, you still should do Tim's podcast. I'll meet you out there. If you go on Tim's, I'll fly out there. I'll go on it. I'll just hang out.
And Alex has been doing a lot of fish tank, too. You should go on there.
I was just on a show, 24/7 live stream show. They got a vacuum hose. They used a vacuum cleaner and put it on a 500-pound man's genitals and sucked on his wee-wee with a vacuum cleaner.
Wow, that is something that I invented, when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah, exactly. It was insane.
They owe me money. Wow. I've got that copyrighted.
Wow.
Yeah, but you've never done it on a live stream with 20,000 people watching live.
No, you're right.
In a closet while watching my aunt take a dump.
All right. Hey, Alex, tell my favorite pay-per-view. I said hi, all right?
I will. God bless America. We love you.
God bless you, Alex. Good luck to your cat. I hope she has a beautiful
litter. The land of milk and
honey.
I'm really stressed about it.
Good luck to your cat.
I'm going to keep one, but I got three kittens. If anybody wants one or needs one, please reach out to me.
Why don't you just get on your show?
You should auction them off, man.
Well, yeah, you should. Howard does that. His wife does that. All she does is rescue cats.
Just call it the Alex Stein, Animal Shelter Willie, And you know, each if you want one of my pristine litters, it's $200 a cat. You know, I got three cats. That's $600.
Have fun on a yacht this weekend. Pimp on a yacht.
Yeah, pimp on a yacht. Have fun.
Pimp on a yacht.
It's much better than staying in my stupid ass apartment, right?
No, yours is the best.
Eat me out
of
house and home.
You can't get Uber Eats in the ocean. But you will have a private chef. So.
All right, my friend. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye now. See you later.
He got full hot on that deal.
But I'll whoop your ass just like your daddy.
More of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show after this.